The sheet tented. Eyes widening, Arizona stared. Not really alarmed, but no longer so at ease either. She had a very dark history with aroused men, so she doubted she'd ever be unaffected by them. But she didn't let it get in her way. Not when she wanted something. Not when she had a goal in mind. She knew she should have taken Spencer's gun, at the very least moved it out of his reach. But instead, she'd found him in the bed, and before she'd even thought it through, she'd taken the empty seat and settled in to study him while he slept. Since that fateful day when her destiny had been stolen from her, she'd seen him only a handful of times. She'd tried to stay away. She'd tried to forget about him. She hadn't been successful. Stretching, he brought his hand out from behind his head, around to rub over his hair, across his face, down his chest. As he gave a sleepy, growling moan, that hand disappeared under the sheet. Arizona's lips parted, and her heartbeat tripped up. She cleared her throat. Spence? Freezing, without moving any other body part, he opened his eyes and met her gaze. She frowned at him. He didn't look super startled, and he said nothing. He just stared at her, with his hand still under there. Yeah. Semi-satisfied with his frozen reaction, she nodded at his lap. You weren't going for a little tug, were you? Because as your spectator, I'd just as soon not see it. He brought his hand out and put it back behind his head, still silent, still watching her, almost relaxed. His gaze was so dark, so compelling, she felt like squirming, damn it. I mean, I guess I could wait in the other room if it's really necessary. That is, if you don't take too long. He disappointed her by not reacting, as if he often woke to an uninvited woman playing voyeur in his bedroom. He looked her over, from her bare toes up to her long, wind-tangled hair. Been here long? Maybe half an hour or so. Curiosity prompted her to ask, were you going to, you know? She nodded at his lap. Most men say hi to the boys first thing. Say hi? With no sign of discomfort, he shrugged one shoulder. You broke in. A statement, not a question. She gave her own casual shrug. Since you're not dumb enough to leave the place unlocked, yeah, I had to. He turned his head, but not to check on the time. He saw the gun still on the nightstand, where he'd left it, and brought his gaze back to hers again. You know how to make coffee? One eyebrow lifted high. Trying to get me out of the room so you can leave the bed? I'm not squeamish, you know. I mean, with my background, I've seen plenty of... He threw off the sheet and sat up, effectively shutting down her snide retort. Oh boy. If you don't know how to make coffee, just say so. Spencer stretched again, harder, longer this time. Sitting on the side of the bed, he snagged up his boxers and stepped into them. As he stood, he pulled them up. They fit like a glove. He still had a tent going, and she still stared. He picked up the gun and, betraying some trust issues, checked to make sure she hadn't unloaded it. Discovering she hadn't touched it at all, he nodded in satisfaction. As he passed her, he chucked her under the chin. It's called morning wood, little girl. No reason for alarm. Gun in hand, he went on past her into the bathroom. The door closed quietly behind him. Belatedly, Arizona shut her mouth. Oh, how she hated when he called her little girl. As of today,